from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
All right, Woody. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer from the Boston Globe. I'm just wondering, Ben, as we bring in, we really appreciate you getting up early with us this morning. I always wonder, do you miss the Bill Belichick stuff? Are you going to miss that going back and forth with just absolutely giving you that miserable look, and I really don't want to answer your question.
Big dog, I don't miss him yet. It hasn't been long enough. I think we're still in the honeymoon phase of enjoying not having to deal with that. But come back to me again in November when the Patriots are potentially 2-9.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gerard Mayo's answering all the questions, but there's just no buzz or any life around the team. Belichick always at least kept it interesting.
Yeah.
So you have to give him credit for that. And that's the thing about this team now. You know, even last year when they were 4-13, at least with the Belichick drama, they were still interesting. Now with Gerard Mayo and a totally new cast of characters, they might just be bad and boring. So that's going to be the Patriots' issue this year.
You know, Ben, it's funny. I looked at the roster and depth chart. Not exactly sure. I knew about Drake May and some of their draft picks, but man, there is offensively, what gives you hope that they're going to be better in 13.9 points per game in a 30th offense with I don't see a number one receiver. Help me if you do, and how do they score points this year? Running game?
That's definitely their biggest issue is they had so many big needs coming into this offseason, it was impossible to fill all of them. They got the starting quarterback, but they still need a long-term left tackle, and I think they need a number one receiver. You know, we'll see. They drafted this kid Jalen Polk out of Washington in the second round. They got Javon Baker out of UCF in the fourth round. Maybe one of them hits.
Yeah.
The Patriots are kind of implementing a lot of the Packers, systems and philosophies,
right.
And the Packers always find middle-round wide receivers. So maybe the Patriots, maybe they don't need a number one. Maybe the scheme is good enough, and they have a bunch of decent number twos. But, I mean, this team reminds me a lot of, like, the Dolphins from 2008, you know, maybe the first year under Joe Philbin in 2012 when they started Ryan Tannehill. Just really short on talent on the outside. And, this Patriots team is going to have to rely maybe if the offensive line is healthy and they can run the ball in a lot of two tight end sets, maybe they'll be competitive. But this is a multi-year rebuild. They need a lot of help still on offense. And I think this year is just going to be about identifying a few core pieces moving forward and trying to make sure that Drake May is on the right path as a franchise quarterback.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How quickly you think Drake May plays? I know Jacoby's there, Brissett, who's backed up and started and backed up in a lot of different on a lot of different teams, including here. What's your take on the Drake May timetable?
I think realistically, it'd be tough for May to beat Jacoby Brissett out during training camp. It's not going to be impossible, but Jacoby, you know, the reason they brought him in is how tight he is with the new offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt. They worked together in Cleveland in 2022 when Deshaun Watson was suspended, and they brought Jacoby in so they could be patient with Drake May. And Jacoby Brissett has been teaching the offense to all the guys this offseason. You know, Drake May, number three pick, obviously everyone wants to see him on the field, but I do think they want to be patient with him. That said, I mean, you know, you look at the history of first-round quarterbacks, they're almost all in the lineup by, like, week five, you know, and if not, by week eight. So I would think sometime in October, November is when we're going to see Drake May. Jacoby Brissett, you know, playing in a new offense behind a new offensive line, he could get hurt at any moment, too. So Drake May, I mean, Justin Herbert was supposed to sit, and by week two, he was starting. So I really would be shocked if we saw some sort of Patrick Mahomes situation where Drake May just doesn't play all year. But I think Jacoby will at least start the season in September, and then the Patriots will go from there.
There's been talk about the Brandon Ayuk, who, by the way, would obviously be a huge upgrade and stuff. Do you think they trade him? San Francisco is going to be forced to trade him? Or do you think they're going to say, no, you're forced to play here? You're playing that $14 million. What do you think happens? It sounds like New England was interested in trying to make a trade for him.
Yeah, I think New England has checked in with Ayuk, but it sounds like New England, if they want Brandon Ayuk, they're going to have to, A, blow away the Niners with a trade offer, because I don't think the Niners want to trade him. And if the Patriots are trading a future first-round pick, I mean, that could be a top-five pick next year. So I think that's the Niners are probably asking for a lot. And then the Patriots probably have to blow Ayuk away with a contract offer, because every time Ayuk talks about which teams he wants to play for, he never brings up the Patriots. It's always the Steelers or the 49ers, and I don't think many players right now view New England as this very attractive destination. So I think it would take a lot for the Patriots. They'd have to extend themselves a lot with the draft picks and the contract. So I mean, it'd be a great fit. I just think they're probably going to wait next year. Well, you know, they'll get a top five pick and can draft one of the best receivers in the draft next year. I don't think the Niners really want to trade Ayuk to another contender. That's for sure. I mean, they're going for the Super Bowl this year. And they have all the leverage. Ayuk is under contract on that fifth-year option, and every day of training camp that he skips, that's a $50,000 fine that the team is not allowed to rescind. They have to charge Ayuk for it, and if he skips a preseason game, that costs him a regular season game check. So, you know, this CBA that the players signed really works against them when it comes to holding out. The best thing he can do is hold in, show up to the Niners, and give as minimal effort as possible in order not to get fined, but I have a hunch that he's ultimately going to suck it up, and whether or not he and the Niners can reach a new contract extension, I think Ayuk's going to be a Niner this year.
So, Ben, I got to ask you about the rest of the AFC East. A lot of people think it's going to be close with the Bills and Fins and Aaron Rodgers back with the Jets. How do you look at the rest of the AFC East?
Yeah, kind of the same as I have the last few years. I still think it's going to be the Bills division, even with them losing Stephon Diggs and undergoing some changes there. I still think with Josh Allen, Sean McDermott running the defense, the Bills, I don't know if they can overcome the Chiefs, but I still think it's going to be the Bills division. I think the Jets are going to bounce back. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he makes you roll your eyes with something new every week. But I think even at 40, even off that Achilles, I still think he'll be a pretty good quarterback and we'll have a good connection with Garrett Wilson this year. And look, the Dolphins have been fantastic from September to November, but they've fallen apart the last 2 years in December, January.
You sound like this radio show right there.
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of – I mean, the Dolphins will obviously be in it as a wild card contender, but unless they're getting home playoff games in January, I don't like their chances.
Well, that's the whole theme, man. Why we're talking about all the good teams in AFC, they got to worry about the Bills, man. You got to win the division. You got to get a game in January here at Hard Rock Stadium, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly for that team, that seems to be what they need. Although, if they want to get over the mental block, they'll suck it up and they'll go on the road in January and win in Buffalo, or win in Cincinnati, or you know, eventually you probably have to win some of these tough games. You can't hide from them forever. So the Dolphins are gonna. I haven't looked at their schedule. I think they play some pretty cold weather games like Green Bay and some other games in December, if I'm wrong, but or late in the season. But, you know, eventually, like That's been the thing that's held them back the last few years, and you can't hide from it. You got to try to overcome it this year.
All right, so I got to ask you about this, the Bill Belichick and a 24-year-old girlfriend. How much – so do you guys stay away from that in the media? Because the media, you know, we get ripped for – blasted for everything. You guys, like, having fun with that? I mean, it's just – I'm all for – you live down here. There's a lot of older guys that marry and date women 20, 22, 23, 24 years younger. Bill took it to a whole damn new level. He took it to the grandkids. Like, what's been everybody's take on Bill? Like, just, I can't even see Grumpy Bill like he could use lines to get it because she's actually really pretty.
Yeah, I believe she was a Patriots cheerleader within the last few years. So I think for a lot of people, yeah, Belichick is kind of living the dream right now, especially maybe people down in your market there, Joe. I don't think us in the traditional media are talking too much about it. Of course, you see it on social media. Cam Newton and Mac Jones had a good time talking about it at the ESPYs the other night. Cam was all over Belichick and was kind of saying, come on, man, you know, what are you doing dating a woman much younger? But you know what? To each their own.
It's a different time.
All the credit to Belichick.
Yeah. I mean, he must be going, it works! It works! He's just excited, man. Hey, always great having you, Ben. Really appreciate it. And, hell, before you know it, we'll see you at a couple of games here. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.